As some of you may know, I grew up in the Tri-Cities, and my parents still live in a home a couple miles north of Pasco, nestled in farmland, essentially. Wide circles of crops, vineyards, orchards. And one day, on my day off, when I was going to spend the evening with them, I was driving through and observed the farmers hard at work. And in one field in particular, laborers were hard at work on the potato harvest with their big machines and tractors digging up the earth and harvesting their crop. I continue on to be with my family, and we spent the day together, enjoyed our company, had dinner. And as we sat out on the deck looking out on the vista, it became dark. The stars came out, and we were able to enjoy that scene. And meanwhile, back in that potato field, lights were still gleaming as the farmers continued to be hard at work. We know that when it comes to harvesting a crop of earthly goods, it takes time and skill and resources. As a parish for this month, we are given the opportunity to reflect upon stewardship as members of the parish and as members of the diocese at large. For our theme for this reflection on stewardship, we are looking at Jesus' famous words, "The harvest is abundant." And if you consider what has been taking place in our parish, in our city, there are many signs of abundance. For instance, we are able to sit and worship in a beautiful, newly renovated church. Praise be God, our cathedral choir is back after their summer hiatus, and our music program is as beautiful as ever. We are part of a growing community. I asked Carolyn, our office manager, to look through the record of our newly registered families. And on average, every week, one new family registered to be members of the cathedral parish. And also beyond our parish bounds, we see the region is growing in population. New souls come into Spokane, new people who can encounter God's love. And of course, this doesn't even mention the countless and untold personal blessings and breakthroughs we have undoubtedly experienced in our own lives and households. And just as a harvest of potatoes requires work and effort, so too does a harvest of souls and lives. It requires time, it requires skill and resources. To bring people to the Lord does not happen automatically. And so as we enter into this period to reflect upon stewardship, we have the opportunity to ask God, how can we be a better steward of our time, our talent, and our treasure to be part of your abundant harvest, the harvest of the Lord? But even before we dive into our response, our action items as stewards, it would probably be best to step back and ask, how does this idea of stewardship fit in the overall Christian life? In today's gospel, Jesus does not use the word stewardship, but he does speak of disciples, discipleship. And what does it mean to live discipleship out? We can perhaps describe it as this, as the wholehearted, single-minded commitment to follow and work with Christ. We follow Christ like we follow no one else. This leads to some dramatic language in our gospel today. Jesus spoke of hating father and mother, wife and children, and even one's own life. He uses hyperbole not to say that we should literally hate or disdain those closest to us, but to recognize that even among all our loved ones, Jesus must take the priority, for he alone is God. Also, we can remember that in the context of Jesus' day, the Jewish people had this saying about the relationship between rabbis and their disciples, how by the end of the day, a disciple should be covered in the dust of the rabbi. You can imagine disciples literally following after their rabbi on these dusty Palestinian trails and dust being kicked up, and they're covered in it. Such is the kind of intimate closeness we're to have in following Jesus. And furthermore, we are called as disciples to work with Christ. We follow a teacher who carried a cross And so he tells us in our gospel that we should do likewise. Also, we follow a Savior who brought life to the world. So we do our part in sharing that life to others. To be a disciple involves entrusting our entire being, our body, our soul, life and emotions, dreams, relationships and resources, everything to God. Stewardship, specifically the classic triad of time, talent, and treasure, is really but a small portion of living as a disciple of Jesus Christ. However, stewardship can be seen as something more concrete, more tangible. Let's face it, it is a lifelong task to commit our very souls to God. Our emotions can be fickle, our dreams can be confused, but our time, talent, and money, these things we have more direct control over. And with these things, we can create a concrete response to God. Today and this week, we focus on time and talent. The first response of a steward in his or her heart is that of gratitude, recognizing our dependence on God for all good things. Anything that we could claim for our own, the hours that make up our day, the talents and skills that we take pride in, everything comes from God. And recognizing that, we are moved to a generous response, to give it back to Him, to pay homage to Him, and to acknowledge that He is the source of all things. But something odd happens. When we give something back to God, He manifests His generosity all the more. We can see this especially when it comes to the Eucharist. Think about it. Our Lord in His goodness has placed us on a planet that's able to produce things such as wheat and grapes for our own sustenance. And with these gifts that have come from God, we are able to produce bread and wine. And at Mass, we bring forward bread and wine and lay it upon that altar. And our Lord gives back to us His body and His blood. This is the dynamic of generosity that we enter into when we live lives of discipleship and stewardship. So what are we to do with this? In this month, as a parish community, we're seeking to prayerfully plan and discern how to respond to God. Because being a disciple, being a steward, requires intentionality. If we think about those farmers harvesting their potato crop, it's not as if they got up, in mid-morning and called their friends at noon and said, hey, let's go get together at 7 or whatever and harvest this. No. It required planning, intentionality, coordination, preparing for sacrifice and hard labor. As we, as disciples, seek to enter into the harvest of the Lord, we must also do likewise. And so, to help with this prayerful planning, as I conclude this homily, I want to share with you two resources that I will direct you to find in your bulletin here today on page 8. Because sometimes stewardship can still be kind of heady. I want to share some concepts and tools. First, you will see on the first portion this what looks like a chart or a matrix. This can help us understand the various ways in which we experience God's blessings. The rows represent those various ways in which God reveals His blessings. Every human person encounters God's blessings through His beauty, through His goodness, and through His truth. And we think about it, in the world we really hunger for them, whether we are Christian or not. Because in a world and society marked by ugliness or moved by brutal efficiency, we long for the beauty of God. In a world marred by evil and dour news articles and headlines, we need God's goodness. In a society confused in all manner of ways, we would be helpless without God's truth. With our time and talent, we can respond to these blessings in these various ways. And in the columns, we've laid out the idea, the tasks of encountering these things, living them out, and sharing them. Oftentimes when we think of stewardship, we think of sharing something. We have to give out, be of service. That is definitely part of it. But first and foremost, we must be willing to encounter these blessings, to give time to God so that He may bless us, to give time to ponder His beauty, to listen to sacred music, to reflect upon sacred art. So I encourage you to look through this chart here as a helpful guide. And then below, we have what we're calling the Cathedral Hub, a practical tool to help us take next steps in stewardship, especially in the context of being parish members here. This is part of a page that we have on our website, which will hopefully be the go-to place, especially for those of us who live in the digital world, when we think, I want to do this thing, or I heard Father mention this after Mass. Go to the Cathedral Hub to take that next step, to sign up for that class, to volunteer for that ministry, to request an intention for someone at Mass. With these concepts and tools, I encourage you and commend you to God so that you may prayerfully plan and discern with His help how you can be a steward of time and talent. I just want to note that the phrase, harvest is abundant, is perhaps one of the go-tos of vocation directors, because I think we all know the second part of it, but the laborers are few. I am preaching in the company of two former vocation directors, and as you may know, I am the current vocation director. And yes, I pray that we have men who will rise up as priests, and if Bishop wills it, it'd be a great joy for me to be able to receive a man into our formation program from this parish. But for a man to be a priest involves a time commitment on the span of decades, perhaps, especially for our young boys here. But for us, our task, our invitation to be stewards, to be laborers in the vineyard, begins today. Our response does not have to wait for 10, 12, 16 years, but rather today. So I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to ask the Lord of the harvest, how can I be part of your harvest as I entrust to you my time and talent?